Now, I made the point earlier on that we certainly want to pay a lot more attention to the issues around innovation and AI and other marketing trends, because we believe that's really important. So my guest today is Arthur Goldstack from Worldwide Works, as part of this innovation. Arthur, good chatting to you. First time since I'm back. Arthur, do I have you there?
Yes, you have me.
Okay, good chatting to you, Arthur. So we're going to talk about, an issue that should we be concerned about? I mean, it's a USA problem right now, but I gather it may come all the way back to South Africa at some stage around big tech companies facing, a US antitrust racketing. What does it mean?
Thank you, Ashraf. I just want to say it's great to be back on air with you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's been a while since we chatted on SAFM.
Thank you.
Well, what it really boils down to is that the kind of action that the authorities are taking against big tech companies in Europe and the United States can provide a template for the South African authorities to take similar action. So the Competition Commission has already issued a report of findings about the abuse of dominance that we have seen from some of the big tech companies. And what they are targeting is what's called platform companies. In other words, companies that have massive digital platforms that dominate the sectors of the market. And here we need to look at what kind of action is being taken against these companies.
Mm. So let me understand this. When we're saying big companies and dominate, I mean, what does that mean? How do they dominate? And why is that a problem?
So the classic example is Apple, which has the biggest app store in the world. So to some extent, they control the ability of developers to sell their apps, or at least to market their apps to the user out there. To a lesser extent, Google with their Play Store, but also massive. So between those two, they can dictate what the apps can be sold for or what can be sold from within the apps. And that alone is already a source of major concern for antitrust authorities, because they believe that Apple is manipulating its app store to favor its own apps and to limit the ability of competing apps to compete with Apple's own apps.
And do they do that? Do they manipulate?
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
And does Apple do that? Do they manipulate the apps to favor their own, that forms part of their own app store?
Yes, it has been shown in the past that they, in fact, would favor their own apps over competing apps. And that's the one aspect of it. The other aspect is that they take a very high proportion of the ticket price, the sale price of paid-for apps. And then they also control the extent to which the owners of the apps can sell products, goods, or further functionality within the apps. And the best example is probably gaming apps, where there are in-game purchases that you can make. But Apple insists that it be made through the App Store and that they get a chunk of it. So there's been a massive war for years now between Apple and one of the major gaming companies.
I suppose in broad terms, it's like how big and how powerful can a company be? Not just Apple. I mean, we can say ditto for just about every other global company in the world, right? So having said that, this and U.S. antitrust issue, how is this going to change things, if indeed it'll go through?
Well, what they are suing Google, Facebook, Amazon, and Meta for is on the extent to which they're harming competition, and as far as the Department of Justice in America is concerned, that they're suppressing innovation, and that ultimately has a negative impact on consumers. They're sometimes on very shaky ground there, because if you take, for example, what Facebook has done with, or at least Meta, what they've done with WhatsApp, is to make it a far more effective tool, whereas if you follow the logic of the Department of Justice, you would have expected to see WhatsApp being closed down in favor of Facebook Messenger. But instead, it's become the world's dominant instant messaging platform from the point of view of how widely spread it is geographically. No one competes with WhatsApp. Mm. So, in effect, Meta has made it a better app. But the argument then is that they're not allowing smaller players to enter that market because they are so dominant.
Mm. And I mean, if these antitrust laws or the suite sort of follows through to the end, I mean, Do you then see a change in the way do we do things? Because what I'm thinking about as we talk is these big companies you've mentioned are as powerful as they are because they're so ubiquitous. They have impact through all of us. So when you talk about WhatsApp, I think like that's my app, but it's invented far away from here, right? If they make less profit and have less say and less have powers and have less powers, would then the appeal of the companies that own them be less? Meaning, would they then consider unbundling and therefore weakening the companies, weakening the profitability, and therefore maybe weakening innovation as well?
We can certainly anticipate some of that kind of thing happening because the authorities in the United States haven't been unwilling to break up companies to increase competitiveness. And for example, AT&T, which is one of the biggest networks in America now, was a far bigger company in the past in terms of the share of the markets. But they've gone from strength to strength after that breakup. So it didn't harm them, and it was good for the consumer because there are more competing mobile operators or communications operators. So sometimes breaking up companies is good for competition, but they've got to be very careful how they do it because in certain cases, it's because they are part of a bigger organization that they are so effective. WhatsApp being the classic example, it's made an investment in WhatsApp that has made it so much better than it was when they first bought it. Mm-hmm. The real issue is that they're trying to stop rivals from competing with them in terms of, for example, making apps that you can use for messaging on iPhones because they want their own FaceTime and iMessage to dominate that kind of thing.
That's where we can leave it. They've all played the game Monopoly, I think, a long, long time ago, and that's really the big issue. Arthur Goldstuck, Art2G, I think, on Twitter, or X as it's called now. You can certainly follow him there. Much appreciate your input this time around. Let's get